Today's 5-minute Musar focuses on our Heshbon HaNefesh practice, the accounting of the soul, where we look at ourselves and put our moral and ethical struggles down in writing. We have entered the fourth week of our 40 days of Musar practice from Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Jewish month before the New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement on the Jewish calendar. That means 2 more weeks until the day of our communal accounting. And let's discuss accounting, and in particular, our individual accounting, which is obligated upon us. It is a practice of introspection and journaling. We consider our character and explore its tendencies. We are taking what is unconscious and bringing it to consciousness. Done daily, 5 minutes a day, over time, this practice exposes that which resides in the hidden places of our subconscious. Patterns of behaviors, words, and thoughts begin to unfold before our eyes. When done with curiosity, honesty, acceptance, compassion, and a sense of humor, Musar becomes an art that directs our soul toward better places. Stage 1 of Musar practice, sensitivity, what we call mindfulness, is what is accomplished over time with the Cheshbon HaNefesh practice. Musar practice brings awareness of who we are and how we regularly think, speak, and behave in order to heal our unbalanced midot, our soul traits, and to walk in God's ways. Rabbi Simcha Zissel Ziv contended, we need to become aware of the sicknesses of our soul. Rabbi Ziv was one of the foremost students of Rabbi Israel Salanter and one of the early leaders of the Musar movement. He is best known as the founder and director of the Kelm Talmud Torah, the Kelm School of Musar. Here Rabbi Ziv echoed Maimonides, who ruled that we inspect our habits continually, weigh our actions, and reflect upon the state of our soul every single day. Taking stock of oneself, engaging in a self-accounting, is not just a mitzvah to be carried out on Yom Kippur. It is a constant obligation. We cannot go anywhere in Musar practice until we can identify our midot, our soul traits, and see clearly how they operate within us. And what does this accounting of the soul lead to in our Musar practice? It arouses our dissatisfaction with our present spiritual condition. While we expose our places where we have room for growth, and we all have room for growth, we at the same time are filling ourselves with reverence and longing for God. And for those who don't believe in God, they are filling themselves with reverence and longing for that which is divine, for that which is the life force.